views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is December the 26th, 2017. It's a Tuesday. We have a live show for you today. Very, very important show in my eyes. And want to get with you all today. Looking forward to it. For those of you that celebrate the holidays, hopefully you had some good time off with the family. And we're spending time wisely, hopefully so. And so we're going to jump into today's show. Very, very, very important. But everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to the website of www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Hit the donation prompt and give whatever it is that you can give. All donations are greatly appreciated because this is truly a grassroots organization that needs your overall support. It is not getting corporate sponsorship or mainstream media sponsorship. It is here for you. So definitely please make sure you do that. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has a social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is where you can post things about you, yourself, your business, or things that you would like to talk about or bring attention to. It is a platform through membership. Your overall posting is more secure than in these mainstream media where your identity is being sold and everything about you is being data mined. So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year, and you can post there about yourself and all the things that you think are important and have it from within the confines and protection of being in the membership so that you won't be adversely affected. This is not, and one thing about this platform, it is a platform that is serving your interests. The other platforms, you think that they're free, but they're actually crowdfunding against you, and they're not paying you anything or giving you anything other than what I would say. Meaning, there is some good things that can happen, but the overall true essence of it all is just really for entertainment gratification, while they actually are positioning themselves to be able to endure what we're going to have to endure pretty soon here. So come on over to BTR Community for $24 a year. You can do that by going to www.btrcommunity.com or go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network. Find the capital B with the black background, and that is it. Okay, so we need to get into what's in the news. A lot going on. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, we'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Want to get into what's in the news because there's so much. But at all means, I do not think that we should just hold on to one thing. What I mean by that, once the show starts, where it goes, I do not try to interrupt it. I let it go where it's going. But today's show is the system is all a bubble for a winter bad moon rising. I also say all a babble too, but all a bubble, just meaning that it's intensifying. Okay, it's a very high intensity. The system is all a bubble for a winter's bad moon rising, and everything is setting up for that. And that's what today's show is going to be about. Brother Davis will, if he's available, he will chime in and let us know. We're going to have Wise Wednesday tomorrow and tell you what that is going to be about. So let's jump into what's in the news. Very, very important. A lot of great stuff that's happening. And then before I do that, let me just say this. Some of the reasons why we started Candle Radio Show was to give you information, to position yourself for what I saw was coming, and I rather had us to instead of being scared, to be as prepared as possible. I never try to tell you how to prepare. I just make things aware to you so that you will prepare. It's very difficult to tell people how to prepare because every person is different. Every person's situation is different. Every person's circumstances, identity is different geographically. And just there's so many things that go. So I will from time to time give you some bits and pieces about how to prepare, what I found. But I'll never tell you what. I try to just bring you some of the information so that you will prepare, so that you will seek out preparation for yourself and your family and the overall community, for you to be multifaceted in that overall approach. And some of the things that we've been doing, there's a reason why I do a lot of different things. There's a reason why I'm really pushing now for certain things. Because in the moment, relatively soon, in my opinion, it's going to be much harder to prepare, and it's going to be where you kind of have to rely on what you took the time to prepare with and for, the resources. Now, preparing is not the end all to any and everything. It's a response to everything. You have to prepare yourself for the great transformation. You have to prepare yourself for living here in a way that your overall sovereignty shall be. You will adhere to your sovereignty, let alone someone else. I never try to make someone do anything. Why would I make someone try to do something when the great creator can't? What I try to do is I just try to focus my energy in a certain way and resonate with those that resonate that way. And there are some of you from this overall program, I've established lifelong bonds, and I appreciate, and you know who you are, and I sincerely appreciate you all. But we started this journey because at some point and at some time, Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, and all the programs that are being brought to you by this network won't be here for a specific or a period of time. And when it comes back, it may look differently. It may sound differently. But my overall emphasis is not to please you. It's not to entertain you. It's not for you to like how we do certain things. But it's really for us to get you to think. That's what this whole platform was all about. And I just hope that we're going to be able to continue getting you to think going forward. I anticipate that being the case, but I am not naive enough to bury my head in the sand and say that that will be the case. And the truth of the matter, I don't think that we will. And so all of the times that we have now and what we do now is critical to me. It's critical to me because it's how I am responding to my surroundings. It's the choice of my response to all the situations at hand. And it is my intention to get you in a better position today than you would have otherwise been if you never heard a Tando radio show. And if that has been done, I'm extremely satisfied and have done that. I didn't start this because I like you. I didn't start this for your approval. Didn't start this for your adoration. We started this because it was a sincere response to the harmony that I always would hope to have with you all. And I know that from the way that we've been raised, many that we think we have a relationship with, or we think that we have something sincere, the system has so taught us always to be resonating in a control frequency that's low that we don't even notice it. You and I, many are at fault of that. And we give into it because we respond to things emotionally. We respond to things outside of a high frequency of truth. Because we've been schooled to always be to surrender ourselves and our energy to the system. And we act that way in so many ways. So I say that because of this. In the future, the possibilities of things changing in an adverse way so that the overall program of subjugation will continue is very, very great. And it is at the forefront where it's going to be more bold, it's going to be more blatant, and it's going to be more outspoken, and it's going to be right in front of your face in a more apparent way. Because the system knows that if it's indoctrinated, domesticated, and subjugated you well enough, the people will just drop their heads, drop to their knees, and beg for comfort and relief. Many look to others to stand up while they sit down, because that's what the system has taught. The system has taught us a confine, a prison of leadership. And the one thing about leadership, you have to look at what the word leadership means. It means to be led by a leash in domestication to someone else's agenda. Many, because of this indoctrination program, many require a leader because their spines have been cowardly nullified because they surrendered their energy to the system itself. And it's not going to be a popular thing. It's not going to be a pleasant thing. It's not going to get you the fame and the adoration that the system fully funds by way of Hollywood, by way of media, by way of all forms of their propaganda. No. A sovereign individual generally travels the road alone. And I've actually seen, and I've actually witnessed, and I've actually for a lot of you, I've actually resonated with you because your overall sovereignty gleams. And it has grown to a statue that many of you may not even see that how much of a giant you are. And I just want to encourage and say to you on that lonely journey that you go on daily by choice, that you are and always will be the way the great creator intended you to be: free, independent, sovereign, and self-determining. And I would say for those of us that haven't broken the comforts of the knees, once you stand up, you start to see something about your knees. You will see that your knees are just one point to extend your sovereignty in your everyday walk. Bent knees can't walk. Bent knees can't run. And once we get off of our knees and stand on our feet, our knees will start to work in the way that they were designed to work, to travel the universe in a sovereign, self-determining way. And there's a sustainable energy force that is waiting for you. One that does not feed the coward. One that does not pay the compromiser, and one that does not adore the bastard. You will see the sustainable energy force and the sustainable harmony that is priceless. Because you'll realize something, that there is no greater form of living than when you live to create. When you live to create and maintain that same gift that was given you of your free will in a form of energy, through a form of energy that can never be extinguished. They say that the coward dies 1,000 deaths. And I say no. The coward has never lived, nor knows anything of life. The coward has always been in a full state of demise, deprivation, divestment, and above all, captured. So I would say to you, things are going to be changing in the future. And as they change, embrace the changes. And I'm not saying that they're all going to be bad, but whatever the changes will be, and they will be great. No, there are going to be some very, very apparent things that are going to change. And I would say to you, embrace them. Capture them before they capture you. Envelop them before they develop you into the perfect slave. And so they develop and weaken and dull you to a tool that only works by man's laws. And I will say, there will be much temporary comfort that man's laws will give you before the true biting poison of his intention inflict, dissolve, and reduce your spirit and your energy source into not even a flicker of possibility. Don't fall for it. Don't resonate that way. Remove yourself from anger, but be aware and be responsive. Remove yourself from pride, because there is no such thing. There is no benefit. Because what makes you special is what you create, not what has been created and given to you that we squandered.
Hey, Dave, I got a question.
Work it. Yes, go ahead, Scotty.
I came across this story yesterday. Apparently, the Trump administration is holding this guy who's an American citizen in a secret prison or jail in Iraq. This is the backstory. This guy, they say that he was fighting with quote unquote ISIS in Syria. He got picked up on the battlefield by one of them U.S. backed Syrian militias. They turned him over to the U.S. Army. The U.S. Army, the Trump administration declared him an enemy combatant. Now, again, who did this start with? Let's go back to the Bush administration. And just to show you, ain't no difference between no Republican and Democrat. The Obama administration never denounced that executive order or anything, because that was an executive order, if I'm not mistaken. He didn't reverse that executive order. Okay, so now the Trump administration has been holding this guy for over a month. Won't let him see. Now, get this. The story says they read him his quote-unquote Miranda rights. He requests an attorney. They won't give him an attorney. They won't even release his name to the press, nor say where he's at in Iraq. So the ACLU somehow found out about it and took the Trump administration to court. Now, this is the interesting thing. I never read this before. In the article I was reading, they mentioned a Supreme Court ruling, or I had to go back because I plan to do a video on this, but this is the first time I heard a person connected or agency of the U.S. government say that citizens had sovereign rights. That's the first time I ever heard anybody in the government saying citizens have sovereign rights, meaning that they have rights that you can't take away from them. You can't deny them.
Right.
But like I've always told people, laws don't mean nothing to the government or these officials in the government. They break laws all the time. They supposed to be enforcing laws and they steadily breaking them. They supposed to be upholding the quote unquote Constitution, and there's constant gross violations of the Constitution. But then there's also, you would think, that the Geneva Conventions would apply, that the UN Declaration of Human Rights would apply, but apparently it's not applying. The UN ain't going in there saying, hey, this guy got sovereign rights, he got natural rights, this, that, and the other, you know? And so that just really stood out to me, man. I was wondering if anybody else saw that story, but the thing that really made it stick in my mind was that's the first time I heard that a U.S. government agency, the Supreme Court, said that U.S. citizens have sovereign rights. It didn't say civil rights. It said sovereign rights that cannot be stripped. Your thoughts?
Yep, and you know what? You know what, Scotty? I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a lot of things that's going to be changing. and you're going to see all of that was put in place so that they could start to violate and to snatch people that way. And it's not going to stop them from snatching people this way. What it is going to do, and I'm going to put this with the pedophile nature right now. The pedophile nature and the snatching of this individual is one and the same. And the overall intention of this system right now is this is what they want to do. They are bringing up so much of the, and you, these two go together. You're starting to see so much of the pedophile situation being brought to the forefront from all different angles. Here's the reason why they want to do it. This is what they're going to do. They're going to say that so many people have been involved in pedophile nature of things. This is why they kept this all going and famous people where people will like them and want to. They are fans, which is nothing more than a fanatic. They're fanatics of them. And so people always tend to forgive their fanatics and who they're a fan of. This is what their system wants to do. They're going to bring out all of these pedophile activities. And then they're going to bring out so much of it. And how they did it was very strategical in an asymmetrical way, the same way that they're doing with this individual that they're holding captive, illegally holding them captive. But you can't capture what is not surrendered. Here's what's happening. They're doing this because they want to make the overall pedophile nature or decision of people legal. How do you make it legal? You inundate society with so much of it that people become weary of it, and it's no longer ostracized, and then it's looked at as normal behavior. You're going to start to see that there's going to be more and more pedophiles, and there's going to be a lot of athletes, a lot of different people that are famous. They're going to bring all of this out, and then it's going to come this way. Then it's going to come out to where it's going to be bankers. Then it's going to come out where it's going to be government officials. And these individuals are going to be known as critical people to the overall global economy, and we cannot prosecute these people or else everything will fall apart. This is how they get it to where people accept it, because what they're going to do is they're going to bring, not only are they going to first appeal to the pride of people, then they're going to attack the comfort of people. And you know what the general people will do? Surrender. Because the system has always taught them to be docile. It's the exact same thing with this individual that they have captive now. They're going to let it out little by little that they're doing this, and then they're going to come back with, and they're going to say these are the justifiable reasons for doing that. And they're going to bring more and more and more and more until it's accepted, until where they're going to be snatching people off the streets, which they've already been doing for so long illegally, but it's going to be accepted by the general population, and also looked at as a need for it. And then they're going to strike people at their very core. They're going to strike fear in them. Many people talk a good game, but very few people play defense. This pedophile ring and this, the snatching, the kidnapping of these individuals is what they want to do. Is what they've done before in the past to subjugate people, and they're going to be doing it in the future because they realize that they're going to create the environment through current events that is going to facilitate the very laws that they want the world to accept. And because of the world has been so thoroughly schooled, they will foolishly accept it. We will foolishly allow our children for that type of behavior to be accepted. And we will foolishly allow all of our existence to be by some man's laws. We've already done it. See, what the one thing about this system is that it has an insatiable appetite. It's never enough. They're going to want to take more and more and more and more until they've taken everything, until you surrendered absolutely everything. That's the true agenda. And that's where this is going. They want to legalize abusing, molesting children. And then they're going to turn around and say that it's okay for the overall government and this within the legal confines to snatch people because they become an enemy combatant. When the only enemy that we really ever had was the letter of the law. Because the same individuals that write laws don't have to obey them. The same people that create debt don't have to pay it. And the people that declare wars don't have to fight them. It's not their fault. It's ours. And this is going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to grow. And it's not just by one individual, but it's by the overall collective desire of this system to capture it all. Everyone. Your daughter, your children, your neighbor, your friend. They want to snatch and do as they may. And you say, well, it's nothing we can do. That's why they say, in God we trust. That's why they put it on their currency. Realizing that God is the very laws that they constrict. The very image of a deity is made into a form that they control. And that controlling form is your mind and your energy. This is going to be some of the major changes that we are going to see. They're going to be much more out front. They're not going to hide it. And I will say to you, the Third Reich of Nazi Germany was not a political party, but it was a cult. They will look like the Boy Scouts compared to what's coming and how things are developing and what's unfolding now. Why? Because they've invested a lot into controlling people. They're not going to give this up just because people say, no, they can't do that. Or just out of the naive thoughts that they've already given us through schools. You hear a lot of people say, oh, well, they can't do that. They won't do that. The excuses that we make for the system, because that's what the system has taught us to do. That's a coward's plea. So it's going to get much, much deeper. And so we got a couple of callers in queue. I don't want to go too far on, but yes, Scotty, I did see that and very aware of that. And actually, a whole lot more to it. But I can't even talk about it right now. But I will. I will. So we got a couple of callers in queue. Ooh. No, that's not crazy, L.A. Ramon. If you can, L.A. Ramon, call in real quick. Let's go to a couple of people in queue. Then we get into what's in the news. Let's go to my man, Roz. Roz, what's going on, brother?
Peace, how you doing?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm good. It's good to hear you back on the air. I know you've been running and gunning, traveling crazy, so it's good to hear you back on.
Good to hear you.
Thank you. And Scotty, peace to you too. You both made some really, really powerful points there. The first thing I wanted to address was the prisoner, against U.S. citizen who's in prison. And when I heard, I did see that article that Scotty was talking about, and all I could think about is really it's a great example of the fact that just like Dr. Wilson, Neely Fuller, and all the other brilliant elders that we revere speak about, that we're in a global system of white supremacy. If you're hearing a government official say that individuals have sovereign rights, then that is the equivalent to the slave codes. We don't, you know, non-white people have no rights that a white man's bound to respect. So he's sitting in that jail because he gets no respect. He has no rights according to the system, because the system violates the sovereignty of every person on the planet, including the people, the other white people that victimize, who are victimized by their own system and continue to victimize non-white victims. So to me, that was just a great example of a global slave code. For anyone who is not of their ilk, you have no rights that they're bound to respect. And this guy is going through that process now, like we've been going through for at least 500 years over here. When you talk about the legalization of raping children and pedophilia and all of that, I mean, this goes back to at least the 70s when they first changed the DSM to state that homosexuality was not a mental illness, that it was actually a viable lifestyle. Because if you really study homosexuality, it's really, and transgender, all of that, those are all variations of what's known as BIID, body identity integrity disorder, which is very similar to anorexia, bulimia, anything else, where you can look in the mirror as an anorexic person, be so thin that every bone in your body is showing, but yet you see a fat person in the mirror. So that's exactly what's happening with that, and they're legalizing mental illness. Now, that has really spun off even further down to not this past summer, summer before, it's 2016, there was an article, actually it was a news clip that I saw on cynicalafrican.com, and it was a black German news reporter discussing the fact that they documented over 150,000 German citizens that have sex with their animals, all of their pets, and that these people had a movement to legalize bestiality. And they had interviewed about two or three German families with dogs who talk about having sex with their dogs and how wonderful this is. So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect is just this summer, the end of this summer, in the fall, France released, there was an article that I put on BTR Community about the fact that there was a man in France that was found guilty of raping an 11-year-old child. And as a result of this case, that the country of France is considering dropping the age of consent to 13. So there it is. It's already started. All it's going to do is continue to spread. When we look at in this country, when we look at all of these news stories, I post them, Scotty posts them, L.A. Ramon, a bunch of us post all of this information about these white female teachers raping students, black students, white students. They're just raping students left and right. So we talk about all the time the fact that there's white women make up 70% of the teaching population as far as teaching school-aged children in this country, and that as a result, they are the conduit of the school-to-prison pipeline, because they abuse our children and then have them labeled with all of these ADHD and all these other labels that they put on our children, so that they get set up for failure, which sets them up to go into slavery in the prison industrial complex. Now, the flip side of that is not only are they setting them up for prison, but they're teaching them how to rape other children, because that's what they're also doing. And nobody's really talking about the fact that there's an epidemic of these white female teachers and white male teachers at that raping children. So there it is. It's happening right in front of us, and it's no different than how they did with hip hop, where they started to inject all of this homosexuality, and now it's just the norm for all of these artists to come out and say that they're all about this stuff. This is all about psychosocial conditioning towards acceptance. So when you see enough cases of these teachers raping children, or the situation in France, all of this stuff slowly anesthetizes you to what's happening right in front of your face. It's no different than watching violent movies. After a while, you become anesthetized to violence. You can watch somebody get killed right in front of you and you have no feelings about it, because you've watched it over a million times on a TV show. So it's the same thing, and it's already happening. The difference, what's happening is we're seeing the beginning stages of it spreading to the point where it's going to be a global population, where it's going to be acceptable for a 60-year-old man to be with a 10-year-old, and so on and so forth. It's coming. coming, and for people to marry their animals, sleep with horses. Denmark is considered the animal sex capital of the world, where they have people take busloads of people from different parts of Europe to Denmark to have sex with different animals. And the bigger the animal, the more you pay. So if it's a small dog, you pay less. If you're having sex with a horse, you pay more. But there's a whole system of that I talked about on Jerry and my show. So yeah, you're absolutely correct. And it's all psychosocial conditioning towards accepting the unacceptable. And I agree with you completely. And I will mute my line and give others a chance to speak. Thank you.
My man, Roz, Scotty had actually posted something inside. He says, yes, the person is a non-white, but the white people like John, let me move this down. John Waller, Lenny was caught on the battlefield and they brought him back to the U.S. and respected his rights. That is so, so true. And this whole thing, I'm going to tell you, really what you have is you have an agenda of depopulation. That's the real objective, because the more that the more people that you have, the stronger your overall controlling mechanism has to be. The earth can withstand much, much more people on this planet and sustain and be able to give a quality and standard of living beyond what we have right now. Ask any trucker that's driven across this country. There's land everywhere. Everywhere. Plenty of room. But see, what they do is they condition you to think that it's overpopulated by packing you into a city with traffic and everything else, and they build freeways and roadways only for you to travel on, and we foolishly say that we're overpopulated. No, we're conditioned. And the system really right now realizes that at different points, as the population moves to a certain number, it becomes much, much more difficult to control. So in that, they have to have a kill-off. They have to have not only a kill-off of physical existence. No, it's not what they really intend. They don't care how many people are on this planet as long as everybody obeys. That's why they have those shirts, obey, conditioning you. The real problem is when people no longer want to obey, when people want to start to have their overall self-determination, and then those individuals start to rub off on other individuals. They don't care about that one individual that wants to be sovereign and independent, and regardless of what they do, they will not bow down. But what they don't want is they don't want that energy to resonate to others. It's called the cancer. They don't want that through the inflammation to be able to spread itself to the full. Now, that type of cancer will consume the host to his demise. That's the threat. So as the population grows and the overall, more and more people start to resonate in a way where they don't want to obey anymore, there is a major, major threat that's at hand. There's a cancer in the body. And what did they tell you what their overall treatment for cancer is to radiate it. And that's what they're going to be doing, because they do not want that overall energy to spread to others and affect and infest the body with that type of energy, because then no longer can they maintain their means of life from everyone's way of life. It's what the system is really afraid of, and this is why they're going to move into in a very drastic way to depopulation. by very, very horrific means if you're not prepared. Because when you're prepared, you're not scared. Never scared. Preparing more is more than just having the appropriate food to eat. Preparing is more than having the appropriate shelter. Preparing is more about than just having clean water. Those are the physical things that assist the spiritualness. And many, from what we've been taught, are not spiritually prepared. So we really don't take the appropriate stance. We say we do, but we really don't. We really don't. And that's a choice that we all have individually to make. Can't blame it on anyone else. It's not something that you have to be taught. It always has resonated in you. You have to stop suppressing it. Let it go. Watch it grow. Watch it grow. So what Roz was talking about, what Scotty was talking about, has everything to do with today's show. And in today's show, I want to go over some couple of things. I want to jump into what's in the news. And from what's in the news, I'm just going to glance over a couple of things. It's a lot of things that's there. To get a chance, go into Tando Radio Show inside of BTR Community. Check out what we posted today. Very, very important. And I want to tie these in. First article. Then when we come back, I want to get to the main one. First article, Trump opens up U.S. arms sales to Kiev, escalating the war in eastern in the Ukraine, and ensures more Russian aid for and ensures more Russian aid for rebels. Basically, the overall war is being set forth in the Baltics and being set forth in Eurasia and being in Eastern Europe. In East Europe, I didn't have the chance to confirm this, but since the U.S. has started it's giving TOW missiles to the rebels in the Ukraine, which is a critical point to establish World War III and to global nuclear war, Russia has dutifully responded. So to speak, but I say that this is all a part of the whole thing. But Russia has responded by sending many tanks to that area. The overall war is about to really jump off. And that is the overall tool that is going to be used to depopulate the planet. And not so much depopulate by killing off people, but it's going to depopulate the planet in the most effective way. It's going to turn those that would demand sovereignty to surrendering. That's their agenda. They'll give you all the freedom that you can ever eat. Because freedom don't make you free. Sovereignty ensures your sustainability, self-determination. That's what they don't want you to have. That's what they don't want you to want. That's the jewel. That's the promised land. That's the land of milk and honey they never want you to walk into or live by. So check out that article. A couple of other articles, major ones. Want to hurry up before next one. I got that one from Russia Insider. Next article got this from Strategic Cult. Donald Trump prepares to escalate the confrontation with Russia over the Ukraine. That supplements the other article. Next article got this one from the South China Morning Post. Will 2018 see war in North Korea? When we come back out of the break, I'll tell you why, what I think. Very, very important one that's there. I don't want to rush through these too much, so I'm going to slow down because we need to get through these, and then we'll get into the show. Listen, everyone, when we come back, I'm going to tell you, I do think that everything will jump off in the first quarter, and I hope that you will be ready for it. I hope that I will be ready for it. And not so much ready for it from the physical standpoint, but definitely from the spiritual standpoint. And also to have that expand into the physical as well. So everything is setting up for a... The system is all a bubble for a winter bad moon rising. When we come back, we're going to take a look at this, and then the main one that I want to share with you all. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Dave got disconnected. Give us just a second. Let me get the system to call him back. You're tuned in to Tando Radio Show on this Tuesday evening. It is 7 o'clock. See if we can get Dave back.
Sorry about that, Scotty.
Okay, we got you back. All right.
I went to unmute myself, and I hit the wrong button. Sorry about that. All right, everyone, back. Tando Radio Show. We got a couple of callers in queue. Want to go to them. Really quickly, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then we're going to definitely get into the show, and we'll probably extend it further because there's a lot that's going on. So we got my man, ask my man, L.A. Ramon, to give a call, and my man, L.A. Ramon, is there. What's up, L.A. Ramon? How you feeling, brother?
Can I be heard?
Yep, go ahead, brother. What's going on? Thank you for calling in.
Oh, man, I just had to ask a question, man. Just, I got to be honest, I'm not a fairy tale type of guy. I think I'm pretty rational and logical. I'm sure I got mental issues, but some recent research I've been running into has been giving me the creeps, but in a good way. I read some stuff that Admiral Robert Byrd did. And the stuff that was revealed in his writing, not the stuff that they publicized, he's got a diary out. He says in this diary that his plane, when they were exploring over Antarctica, was seized by two UFOs that had swastika markings on them. And he said they took control of the plane, took him down. And that somehow he went through this city that just like, I guess, the city Martin Luther King dreamed of, the land of milk and honey. Like, really, beyond words is how he was saying it. You know, basically he was escorted down to some type of, elaborate institution. Some type of elaborate establishment where he was told by...
Ecosystem.
He said this... Excuse me?
It was an elaborate ecosystem.
That's kind of what I get. I think he was trying to give you the impression, where the mind could try to grasp it without facing you off. You see what I'm saying? Because most people just wouldn't get it. But that's what I thought. He was basically interacting with an electrical divine force, is what I'm thinking, the way he described this. But he went on to say the face of this image looks, you know, you could it looked young, but you could see the years that went back as far as Methuselah, is how he described it. That's the words he would use. But here, I'm going to get to the point, man. He pointed out that first and foremost, not only was he flying over Antarctica, he saw animals such as mammoths that are supposed to be extinct. He saw people in Antarctica, and he actually talked to the people that is told him the message that I'm about to say next. He said this wise person told him they watched over us for so many years that they let us handle our own wars, that they wasn't going to intervene, but because America dropped them bombs on Japan and Nagasaki, that they knew we are science, we had caught up to a certain degree, but yet they still remain to be 100,000 years more than we will ever be right now. But he said because of that, America effectively signed the United States signed the death certificate. What Admiral Byrd said he saw when they let him go and escorted him back under friendly terms, they sent him with the message to come and tell the American power or the powers of the world, this ain't America, that prepare for this war, but it won't be that the war that they're preparing for won't be with another continent that we know of. And he took on this Operation High Jump, he took 5,000 people, and to his credit, everybody else had to testify. He took 5,000 men. He said they went down there to fight thinking they were looking for a Hitler. They came back with half the fleet.
Yep.
And he was put in an institution immediately after because he wouldn't shut up about it, and they got actual footage if people need to go see it for themselves. But he spoke on it, man. They said that he traveled to, many accounts. Now, here's something I would tell this audience to keep into mind. Considering Admiral Byrd's history is a son of a plantation family, very wealthy, mind you, of the Civil War. Some of the language he was using, it made me think that he might have still been practicing some racism. You know, I'm thinking that these people he saw must have been us or people that look like us because he gave a real good description of them. You know, and like I said, he made it very clear this is a place never been touched. The mountains are like coal. I'm forgetting what year it was. It might have been 1947. All the nations, Chile, America, Italy, all of them agreed not to go in there and dig up all them riches that you can just walk out on the shores and be standing on, you know, billions of dollars worth of, you know, energy resources. And but he thinks America is going to try to, I mean, they think America is taking a go for it right now. And the reality, the reason they saying that is because they said America has been doing nuclear, those so-called NASA missions are actually nuclear weapons to try to break this shield, this force that is around the Earth, this electrical energy that they've been able to realize is a some type of form of electrical energy that keeps us within this system to keep us from traveling through a certain part through the Earth, I guess, is what he's saying. So I'm going to leave it at that, Dave, because it's really interesting information. Like I said, Ramon is not a fairy tale guy. Anybody know me, they'll tell you, no, he's not like that. I don't just take information like that and start regurgitating. But that story, from what I feel as a man who has studied energy throughout my life and been a fan of, like, you know, electronics and electrical stuff, the stuff I've learned just in my little basic understanding of it, I just don't think the man is telling no lie. And that's where I stand at it. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, Ramon? We need to do a show on that. Yeah, Admiral Byrd, I would say for you Tando Radio Show listeners, familiarize yourself with that because what's talked about, it was actually an inner ecosystem that Admiral Byrd went down, and it was highly publicized that Admiral Byrd took a bunch of naval vessels down to Antarctica, and many of them didn't return, and their weapons were ineffective against the entities that they came up against. And now Dave, there's another big push. Yeah, go ahead, Ramon.
Let me just try to throw a couple more pieces in there.
when you say that ecosystem, what I think you're saying, what I gather from his diary, is that this is where all the four waters flow in the earth. Okay?
Right.
Here's what I was trying to point out on this show one time, if y'all remember me saying that in electrical, we learned that the earth is a permanent magnet. So you can mm-hmm. use lead stones or load stones to find the true north and south. And what I learned is that everything we're doing is backwards as far as direction is concerned.
Right.
And another thing made that stood out to me is the old tales of the people of the Kush people saying, or the Nubian people saying, that the Nile started in the north, or the Upper Nile. For most of us, the Upper Nile, we would say on a map, looks like it's in the south, and vice versa, you know, the Lower Nile. Man, I'm just convinced, y'all may think I'm tripping. I think totally turned completely around. When we say we going south, everybody move back to Atlanta, North Carolina, you're going north. The North Star, I had to start looking at the North Star like, why am I always looking south for the North Star? I'm done.
No, Ramon, you spot on, and I think that we need to definitely do a show on that, because that was one of the things that I've studied too. And there's a resurgence. Watch how many energy companies are now. Watch how much development is now trying to go down to the Antarctic. And I'm gonna give you a little clue. The companies that you'll see that are going to be doing that in the future, you're going to want to invest in them. You're going to want to invest in them. Trust me, because they are going to some phenomenal things. But it comes with some backlash as well, because not every man is sincere in their overall intention and nature. We know that. And if we know that, then we should start resonating in a different way to prevent that type of acceptance. Someone wants to be foul, let them be foul. Let them stand on that foulness. That should not be something that you should communicate or accept for your overall direction. And I'll tell you why I say that later on. But no, I'm wrong. We definitely got to do that because I think there's a lot of validity and a lot to be gained from that overall subject and the mad push that was there. So, and it continues to this day. And like you said, yes, I definitely think that is playing off into a lot of things today as we speak right now. So we're going to get, that needs to be a show on its own. But before then, I definitely want to say this real quickly. Right after the Winter Olympics in February, I think there is going to be a major, major shift. Hope we have more time, but I think there's going to be a major, major shift that you would want to be prepared for. Now, I want to get back into what's in the news and then play some, get some of that, because the overall intent is being spoken. And I want you to know that so that you can have the appropriate response to it, because that is critical as to our attitude and how we respond to things. Sets up the next set of events to happen to us. So I just want us to be well aware in the choosing how we respond. So I want to get back into what's the news. I want to pick out just some of the major ones as the hint as to some of the things that I think, and then I'm going to break it off. How much time? Okay, we got plenty of time to break it off into what I wanted to.
Hey, Dave, did you pick up that other call?
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. Mm-hmm.
You got another call.
We do? No, we don't.
Oh, is that? Oh, that must be you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's me at the bottom. Thanks, Scotty. Okay. All right. So next article in the news, very, very important. South China Morning Post. Will 2018 see a war in North Korea? Will this be the year that the war breaks out in North Korea? In 2017, The Hermit State nuclear crisis escalated to the highest level in decades. And my overall, this is they're telling you that they're going to use this as that. Yes, I do think that there will be major confrontation. Next article from Russia Insider. Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. are about to invade Syria. Brace for impact. The Russian Defense Ministry recently announced that the U.S. is training a new armed force at the former refugee camp, citing the center of Syria's reconciliation. It's believed that the forces will be used in an attempt to topple the Syrian government led by celebrity figurehead President Bashar Assad. Yes, multifaceted front. I definitely see the Ukraine, Syria, Iran, Djibouti, Venezuela, Libya, the Korean Peninsula, the South Sea of China, and the Bering Strait, the North Pole area, being the overall spearheads for the move into World War III that will move into Global Nuclear War I. The setup is there. Read the articles. Very, very telling. Everything is in place now. It's going to be sprung. Next article comes from Strategic Culture. EU militarizes Africa to halt migration. This was a purposeful. See, one of the things that this system does is it asymmetrically applies its overall will to get its as a tool to get its agenda fulfilled. The overall migrant situation was caused so that they can move into position without being recognized for what they want to really do. This is a critical point as a signal that they are going to start a war against you, ladies and gentlemen. All of these governments are going to be, they give the facade that they fight against each other, but no, they're targeting you. They're targeting you. Europe is so desperate to stem the flow of migrants because of the destabilizing the internal political policies of the EU. So desperate is Europe that it is willing to force refugees back into human trafficking networks to fate of slavery in order to impede the flow into Europe. How do you do that? You have to have military armament there, and it destabilizes, it brings confusion, and the overall war can continue to spread. It's a setup, ladies and gentlemen, and we're not really paying attention to this, but I want you to know that while everybody else can continue to do what they're going to do, you decide what's in your best interest. Next article, South China Morning Post. America is not China, and Trump may be about to find out. Check out that article and what that means. Next article, this from Asia Times. Who has been driving the crypto boom? Individuals in Asia. Despite a backlash from some regional governments, Asia's retail traders continue to drive the demand. And this is why I want to say this. In the beginning of 2018, I anticipate the overall cryptocurrencies to go up in a very, very sharp direction, very high. Then they're going to collapse in price to about maybe half. But I want you to have that momentum so that you can use that to get some of the things that you're going to need. I'm just want to tell you that now. If it happens, you'll be prepared for it. If it doesn't happen, you still can be prepared for it, all right? But I definitely see that, and I'm not surprised that you're starting to see the overall rise. I definitely see the cryptocurrency space exploding until the early second quarter of the year, right around April or something. I anticipate major collapses there, but until that time, you should be using those cryptocurrencies to get what you need. Don't save in them. Leverage them into getting what you don't have so that you can use it to your advantage. That's how I'm going to be playing it, and This is why. Stay steadfast, and you'll do fine. Next article. From Russia Insider. The Petro-Yuan Yuan bombshell. And it's... And its relations to the new U.S. security doctrine. This is the war, ladies and gentlemen. The demise of the dollar is going to be replaced. And that is going to cause for the overall escalation and confrontation to explode. Next article I got from The Guardian. After Trump's Jerusalem gambit, the world demands recognition as a Palestinian. The world must recognize a Palestinian state. The U.S. administration decided to move the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, and in doing so, to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It's the latest series of geopolitical decisions relating to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that was purposely done for the overall war, ladies and gentlemen, to destabilize that position for war. This was a major clue. A major clue. The confrontation will spring forth. Global confrontation will spring forth in 2018. Next article from Yahoo. U.S. says it negotiated a $285 million cut to the United Nations. Why? Because they said the United Nations is no longer serving the best interests of the United States, so why should they fund it? Because they vetoed the overall move. This is the setup, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things that this system does is always has plausible deniability. They want to create the environment to say that, oh, this is why this and that happened, when it was actually engineered. This is the war doctrine. Next article from RT International. Accomplished in igniting a war. Moscow says the U.S. crossed the line with lethal arms supplied to the Ukraine. And that's why Russia's military respond over this weekend in moving a large amount of tanks. I haven't verified this. On the border of the Ukraine. Remember the sanctions and everything else? That's all the old plays that got Japan locked into a war. The same thing is being done here. And it's facilitating itself globally. It is going to explode. You'll see what I mean by that. Next article. This is one a lot of people overlook. This comes from ABC News. India says Pakistan fired and killing 4 Indian soldiers. And also today, it was just the opposite. There were 4 Pakistani soldiers that was killed by India. A flashpoint, and I meant to add that as another flashpoint that is going to ignite World War III, that India and Pakistan is a hidden bomb that once the fuse has already been lit, it's just a matter of time before it explodes. And both of them are nuclear-capable countries, and I don't think that they're going to have a problem using them. And that is going to be one of the linchpins to start everything off. Everything is falling into place. Next article. North Korea declares new sanctions, an act of war. This is from the Daily News. North Korea said that the new sanctions that were placed against North Korea, which was unanimously decided, Russia and China also was involved on it. And North Korea said that is an act of war because the overall sanctions are far, far worse than any sanctions that have ever been used. And the only thing it's going to do is going to be the perfect backdrop for the confrontation to begin. Because they're going to say, you're going to chuck this out, so now we had to attack. And believe me, that's exactly what wants that. That's what the system really wants. They want this war to start. And they're setting the overall, they're setting the case, and they're making the case for the war to be accepted by you. Next article, I got this from the Straits Times. Storm clouds gathering over the Korean Peninsula, Mattis tells U.S. troops. Storm clouds are gathering over the Korean Peninsula. Celebrity figurehead Secretary James Mattis told soldiers and airmen at the elite 82nd Airborne Division at Fort Bragg that storm clouds are brewing over the Korean Peninsula. Next article. Come from Newsweek. Trump tells his wealthy guests at Mar-a-Lago, you just got a lot richer after the tax bill. All a part of everything that's going on right now. What was that real tax bill, ladies and gentlemen? It's the overall war. Next article, FDA seeks to ban supplements. Sees supplement as a threat to pharmaceutical drugs. Huge, huge, huge. This is why we're sick, because we do not engage our overall daily appetite. We do not consume what the great creator has put on us to be able to regenerate and live healthy. We have a synthetic way of life. How can this natural body live in a synthetic environment? It can't. It dies from the overall synthetic nature because it's not real. Purposely done here. Make sure that you're aware of this and get what it is that you need. Next article. Major, major one. North Korea, UN ambassador demands, North Korea, UN ambassador demands U.S. prove the ransomware claim. The U.S. said last week that North Korea was behind the WannaCry. And by that, that was actually, if you read the overall cybersecurity executive order that was signed by celebrity figurehead Obama, that any state that engages in cyber attacks is open to defense from the state that they're attacking. Basically, it's an act of war. So all of these different things are being set up for the overall war paradigm. Why? Because they're going to play it. So North Korea said, prove it. Why did they say prove it? Because that's what is going to happen. Next article. I'm going to skip this one because I got to get to this one before we get to the commercial break. Major one. This article, and this is going to be one of the main ones I want to get to for today. So I'm going to come back to that one. Next article comes from Sputnik News. China halts oil production exports to North Korea amidst the new UN sanctions. So China is saying that they're going to be in with the overall sanctions against North Korea, and they're not going to provide North Korea with the critical fuel that they need, and cutting it off, that is going to cause North Korea to have a response, purposely done so. Next article comes from Reuters. North Korea likely to pursue talks with the U.S., South Korea told in a rosy New Year's forecast. So basically, South Korea is saying that North Korea is willing now to talk. But here's the thing. The U.S. says, no, we're not talking unless they plan on disarming and dismantling their nuclear armaments. And North Korea is not going to do that. Why is that so important? Because when this everything breaks off, North Korea can say, yo, we tried to talk. They wouldn't talk. This is how they're going to play this whole thing when they're all together. Next article. Washington is losing key allies. Washington key allies reconsidering alliances, and that was over the overall Jerusalem, claiming Jerusalem as the capital, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, claiming that it's Israeli land. Next article, L.A. Ramon posted this, U.S. frigate escort Russian warships, U.K. frigates escort Russian warships. Everything is being played out. Next article, L.A. Ramon, could Russia knock out undersea cables? This is a major, major article, ladies and gentlemen. And why is this so important? Because once this overall war starts, those cables will be severed. And when those cables are severed, guess what happens to your internet? No more. Bye-bye. But it's not only internet. It's a bunch of others as well. And they're going to sever those cables. Those cables are going to cause for a media and propaganda blackout, or from truth to be told for the alternative news news sector. And truth will the only thing that will be getting out is what the system wants you to get out. Gets out, and those cables are severed. And the importance of that is that those cables are critical to the infrastructure of the internet and other communications. And so that is one way they're going to definitely do that. That is a ploy. Getting ready to go to a commercial break, but before we go to the commercial break, I got this one from This one comes from English dot Cho Sun. Very, very important. Chinese ship spotted selling oil to North Korea. A violation of the embargo and sanctions against North Korea. U.S. reconnaissance satellites have spotted China's ships selling oil to North Korean vessels on the West Sea around 30 times since October. Now, when we come back, major, major article, we'll put this all together and is telling you what they're going to do. This is a critical, critical, major, major move here. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we have to look at what's being said and what's going to be done. It's unfolding. I definitely think that once the Olympics is over, just like when the invasion of the Ukraine happened, when the overall when the overthrow or the coup happened in the Ukraine, right after the Winter Olympics was over, Russia responded. Think that is going to be, that was the clue as to when this next major one is going to go after the Olympics coming up in February. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, and we'll be right back after these quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Listen, what I want to do real quickly is we read over some things of what's in the news. There's one article I definitely want to focus on in the last 30 minutes of the show. But I want to say this. A couple of years back at the Sochi Olympics, what happened at the Sochi Olympics was very, very critical. There was an attack that happened at a train station in Russia. And this train station was a notorious train station for where the Russians were able to fight off the Nazis and push them back. There was a major, major attack there just before the Sochi Olympics. And right away when that happened, that gave me a clue. And then Vladimir Putin sent a message to the world during those Olympics. During those Olympics was also the anniversary of a meteorite striking the Earth. And with that meteorite at the anniversary of the 15th or 13th of February, I can't remember exactly what it was, all of the gold medal winners of that day received a part of the meteorite inside of the gold medals. And so a lot of people say, well, no big deal. What does that mean? No, that was Vladimir Putin sent a message to the world. And those that recognized what that message was, what was saying. What Vladimir Putin was saying was that they were going to be taking back over the world, and the overall instrument of monetization that they were going to be doing to use that was going to be gold. That's why on the anniversary of that overall media striking Russia, and with the attacks that happened at that historical train station during that time as well, there was a call that the Saudis had to make, that the Saudis were called on the carpet for that. And there were some deals, I believe, that were made and some deals that weren't made. And then now you saw that those deals unfold themselves in the recent coup in Saudi Arabia, because it went back all the way to when Vladimir Putin put some people on the carpet. And from that, right after the Olympics, the Winter Olympics in Sochi happened, Russia invaded the Ukraine, so to speak, in response and annex Crimea in response to the overall coup that happened in Ukraine. Next, in 6-7 weeks, there will be a new Olympics that will be starting in South Korea, ladies and gentlemen. The Seoul Olympics. And after those Olympics are over, I anticipate something happen majorly. And then after those Olympics is over, I anticipate the overall, and I'm preparing for an overall confrontation of global magnitude to spring forth. Why? Because the system wants that. And here's the headline story that I wanted to share with you all with that. There's an article from Military Times that I posted. It's from, military.com. And in that article, let me pull it up really quickly. Here's what it says. Marine leaders highlight Norway unit's role to deter Russia. And there was something that the Commandant of the Marine Corps said in this article. Marine leaders highlight Norway's role as a deterrent to Russia. Here it is real quickly. Let me just read you some of the important parts because we need to get into this show. The stated goal of the Marine Corps' newest rotation force in Norway are to enhance partnership with the European allies, NATO, and improve the service ability to fight in cold weather. On a brief visit to a 300-member unit ahead of Christmas, the Commandant and the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps both described the strategical role the small unit fills and the fact that a peacetime mission can be prefaced to combat if circumstances changes. Did you hear what they said? The Norwegian Home Guard near... move this down. Tromhell, the House of the Marines Rotation Force, was the first stop on General Robert Neill's annual Christmas tour. The stop was a new one for the tour. The first Norway rotation from the 1st Battalion, 2nd Marines deployed in January and was replaced by a new unit from the 2nd Battalion, 2nd Marine in late August. Here it comes. Mueller emphasized to the Marines that they should remain ready to fight at any time. Predicting a big-ass fight is on the horizon, and that big-ass fight is in parentheses, because that's what the Commandant of the Marine Corps told them in Norway. A big-ass fight is on the horizon. I hope I'm wrong. But there's a war coming. Neller said, you're in a fight here. Move this. An informational fight, a political fight by your presence. The general later told the Marines that he expects the Pacific and Russia to be the service operation point of focus as the nations look beyond the fights in the Middle East that have stretched into the better part of two decades. The United States position that Russia The United States position that Russia's presence a major threat was reemphasized in a new national security strategy released on Monday. The document discussed Russia's practice in using information tools to interfere with other nations' democracy and military aggression that crosses borders. With the invasion of Georgia and the Ukraine, Russia demonstrates its willingness to violate the sovereignty of states in the regions, the strategy said. The Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, Ronald Green, put the Marine role starkly. Just remember why you're here, he said. They're watching, Just like you watch them, they watch you. We've got 300 Marines up here. We could go from 300 to 3,000 overnight. We could raise the bar. The rotational force in itself is much more... Move this down. About his role in the region. On a visit to a unit in May, the military.com found troops assigned to the unit had either been instructed to use the word Russia in interviews with the were instructed not to use the word Russia in interviews, and a large part is due to the regional sensitivity. The rotation unit in Norway is in Norway at the invitation of the Norwegian government, which remains an economic relationship with Russia and shares about a 120-mile border on its northern edge of the country. Let me stop there. Go back to this quote. The commandant of the Marine Corps, and that is the commanding general of the Marine Corps, said that he is predicting that a big-ass fight is on the horizon. I hope I'm wrong, but there's a war coming. And I'm going to tell you, those are the indications as to what is happening. It wasn't just the commandant of the Marine Corps that said these type of things. It wasn't just the sergeant major of the Marine Corps, which is the highest enlistment person in the Marine Corps. It was also the celebrity figurehead Mattis telling troops. And they're telling them what is already on the docket. Remember, celebrity figurehead Trump said that he wanted to have a military option ready to go, and he wanted it to be changed. Ladies and gentlemen, this overall play in multifaceted parts of the world is not just one. This is the type of information that you need to know about so that you can make the appropriate decisions. Not for you to be scared, but for you to be thoroughly prepared, physically, mentally, spiritually, for it all, so you won't be caught off guard. Because this is the same language that is going to legitimize and legalize the drafting of your daughters. And when the commandant of the Marine Corps said there's a big ass fight on the horizon, why is that being said? Because they're telling you before it's done. And I don't want us to be naive about this. There will be many that will not even look into this and read into what's really happening here. I'd say, in my opinion, the worst case scenario is that Seoul presents the perfect opportunity for a false flag to happen that the whole world will be in and say, yep, the U.S. did what they were supposed to do. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, everything is going to change here. It will start to deteriorate and deteriorate quickly here. There was a object that was seen in the sky in Southern California over the Christmas break. And they said it was, you know, SpaceX and everything else. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a way to prepare you so that when you start seeing things flying across the sky, you will do exactly what people did do. They watched it in amazement, not realizing that when those become missiles, it's the last thing you ever want to do. All the world is a stage. There are decisions that people are making outside of your agreement or outside of your knowledge or outside of your consulting to maintain control. One person said to me, why would they do it? My answer to them, why wouldn't they do it? They've done it before in the future. Why would you make an excuse? Why would that even be a question of yours? See, one of the things about control is that it's an addictive, destructive nature that we all can have. Power becomes very dangerous without discipline. There's a lot of power in the world that is undisciplined and is dangerous. It's extremely dangerous and very destructive. The whole setup from Pakistan to India to the South Sea of China to the Korean Peninsula to Central South America to Eastern Europe, to Northern Africa, to Djibouti, to the Middle East. All of the armies of the world are strategically placing themselves to ignite the fuse to get you to surrender. The system is never at a loss for a war. It has always gained from them. And I just want you to know the true stake of what's happening. There's a lot of the articles here that I wanted to really get into in today's show, but we'll come back to them. But when the Commandant of the Marine Corps says that there's a big-ass fight on the horizon, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But there's a war coming. No, ladies and gentlemen, the war has already started. One of the things that this system always does is it tells you before it really goes full-blown into it. I would say to you, heed what it is and properly position yourselves accordingly. If your adversary is arrogant enough to tell you what they're going to do, then we shouldn't be foolish enough not to listen. And I can see this being something that's EMP laden. I can see this where they can say it was EMP laden, where they can say that this was cut, that was cut, and the overall grid was affected this way. Then they can actually bring the grid up after the die-off happens, because then what happens after the die-off happens, people would have been in such an uncomfortable position that they'll surrender everything that they have and they'll obey. Who gains then? So if you ever want to know why would they do it, ladies and gentlemen, is because of the greed of power. They know nothing about the love, the power and love. They only love power. In a war, harvest is the harvest. It's the blood sacrifice harvest that continuously afflicts our existence. There's never been any peace, ladies and gentlemen, because there's never been any real sovereignty and self-determination. So, I would just hope that we would heed and properly position ourselves for potential of it all is all coming to a head because the system needs it to come to a head. Because there's too many people that are refusing to obey. In the smallest terms, and they never want that to get out of hand. They never want the global population to break down the barriers and the dividing influences and the dividing facades that the system places to segregate us from the truth, our truth. Because as long as those dividing lines are there, we remain captive. We remain captured. We remain our overall continuous stronghold to bondage. So we have a lot to continue to watch, continue to prepare, continue to be encouraged. Because stress is not going to change it. Don't accept it. The healthiest way to respond to this is, okay, I see you and I hear you, but you don't know what I see, and I'm not going to tell you what I think. Make your decisions. Do with it what it is that's in your overall capabilities, because your capabilities enables you to create sustainability far beyond what you've been told that you're capable of. Don't lose it. We're going to have to use it. So, everyone, we'll pick this back up. Just want you to remember, there's a big-ass fight that's on the horizon. I hope I'm wrong. It's what the Commandant said, the Commandant of the Marine Corps told the overall troops that were sent to be overrun in Norway. As they armed rebels in Ukraine, and Russia has responded by sending mass amount of tanks to the border. Never scared, always prepared. Okay, everyone,
hey, Dave,
you're going to get out of here.
Before you sign off, Dave, just want to wish everybody a happy New Year's, as the next live broadcast won't be until after the first. But just know that it can get crazy out there, and I hope you all have a happy New Year's, but more importantly, a safe New Year's. And thank you for supporting Black Talk Media Project and the Black Talk Radio Network.
My man, well said, so, so true. Okay, everyone, much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out, brother. Wait. Don't disturb the baby.
Peace. You hear me in the background. Hey, I'm loving it, man. Peace. You hear me back there? That's my heart there. Peace.
That's right. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.